Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, what's up, New Orleans? What's up across the Gulf South? What's up to you listening across the world at WWL.com or the radio.com app? It's a new week. It's a football this week. Oh, wait, no, it's not. We got lots of football to talk about. You just heard 4 hours from Bobby, Zach, Deuce, and Christian. And this past weekend, you had the Alliance of American Football kicking off their inaugural season. We're going to talk a lot of football here in hour one. Step aside from our usual basketball conversation of the last couple of weeks or so. We'll get to the AAF, the Alliance of American Football, that kicked off on Saturday. And they had relatively kind of monstrous ratings. Not comparable to the NFL. Nobody was expecting that. But they beat the NBA. They beat the NBA on Saturday night from 8 to 10 local time here on CBS. Got about 3 million viewers. So welcome to our sports conversation, AAF. Bill Polian and one of the Ebersols founded the AAF. Steve Spurrier's coaching in the AAF. A lot of the college players that didn't make the NFL from recent years, names that you would know, were playing this past weekend. So Ben Kercheval of CBS Sports is going to come at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little AAF and some of the things they're doing differently and how they're trying to get to a point where they could be a feeder league for the NFL, much like the D-League is, or I guess it's the G-League now, in the NBA. Also later this hour, I'm going to make you fantasy commissioner here at the NFL with unilateral powers I'll be giving you to make any changes you want in the NFL. And I'm curious to know, what would you change? And we've been harping on officiating for the last 3 weeks here. So I want to get more creative than that. There's a lot of things, a lot of nuances to professional football that we think we could change and make the game better. So we'll open it up second half of the hour to your suggestions. Topic of really the day and tomorrow will be LSU against Kentucky on the hardwood. LSU, number 19 in the AP, number 21 in the coaches poll. They travel to Kentucky to play number 5 Kentucky. Kentucky yesterday in the college basketball preview that the NCAA selection committee released, their top 16 seeds, they had Kentucky at the 5. Right behind Gonzaga for a number 1 seed. So Kentucky right now would be the top 2 seed and nipping on Gonzaga's heels and Virginia's heels for a possible 1 seed. Billy Embody of 24/7 Sports and Jerry Palm of CBS Sports will come on in to talk about it. We will talk some Pelicans and Anthony Davis and some more nonsense coming from Magic Johnson to the Los Angeles Lakers in hour number 2. And then we've got some ugly NFL news to talk about in hour 3. Kareem Hunt was signed by the Browns. He probably won't play for the Browns, at least early on next season, because he'll face a league suspension. But the hypocrisy is, speaking of absurd and nonsense, it's there once again in our professional sports, specifically the NFL. The league and the men who run this league and run certain franchises who blackballed Colin Kaepernick, didn't want him to play in the league again, are now the same ones welcoming with open arms Kareem Hunt, who was caught on video kicking and beating a woman while she was on the ground just a few months ago. Great priorities, Cleveland Browns. It's fantastic. It's great optics once again for the NFL, who seem to not be able to take a month away from any kind of extreme controversy here. The Browns, once again, showing us why they're exactly the Browns, I suppose. Also, Bob Costas, 40 years with NBC Sports. Everybody knows Bob Costas, right? Well, he's now speaking out about why he was let go from NBC. Get to that in hour number 3. It's interesting here, and it involves the NFL, too. Dak Prescott stepping in it, and we'll do sports libs, moment at 10 from Mo Wade. So lots to come on the show, but I wanted to start off, like I said, talking about the National Football League because, well, look, a lot of you listening are listening because still what they were just talking about in the hour before. And what I see coming from the Saints here this offseason, and I almost shied away from phrasing it like this because in the NFL, you could almost call any offseason monumental. Last offseason, was it monumental for the Saints? Probably. When they're just entering a Super Bowl window that probably wasn't going to be incredibly long with Drew Brees' age. Seen other ones, monumental offseasons. But this one has another monumental feel to it. It really does. And the challenges that Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton and Jeff Ireland and everybody running this organization is going to have in free agency with some cap space, more cap space than they've had recently, but not to the levels that a lot of franchises have. We're not talking about $50 million, $70 million that a lot of franchises have right now. In the NFL draft, when that gets here, we're no first round, no third round pick. That's because of the Marcus Davenport trade last year. So they'll have limited resources in the draft. We told you Mark Ingram, he's up. There's guys on this defense that won't be back. What happens with David Onyemata now? Will he be back? He was a critical part of that defensive line. So the challenge now for the Saints isn't to get yourself to championship contention. They were there. And the one call gone their way, we all know they would have been playing in the Super Bowl, and who knows what happens then. I have a hard time believing that this Saints offense only puts up 3 points against the Patriots in a Super Bowl. Not looking back, but looking forward. The challenge now is to keep this team in championship contention, playing at a championship level with a quarterback who's now on the wrong side of 40. With a quarterback, in the last half of the season, we all love Drew. He should come back with the way he played his entire last year. But there are questions about his arm strength, about is he declining the way that Peyton Manning declined pretty precipitously over the last year and a half of his career. What will the backfield look like? Possibly without Mark Ingram. Can Alvin Kamara be that focal point of the Saints' backfield? Will they bring in somebody like Leonard Fournette, who looks like, LSU fans would love that, but he hasn't really ingratiated himself to anybody in the Jaguars front office or coaching staff? Could be on his way out. So this is a momentous, a monumental offseason here for the Saints. There's no doubt about it. Some offseasons are just bigger than others. I know the NFL, they pitch this fiction that all 32 teams this time of year, well, if they just do the right things in the offseason, maybe they can contend. We were talking about this with the Browns last year. I thought it was laughable. I thought the Browns were 2-3 years away. But everybody says, well, look at all the picks they have. Look at this young defense that's really good. They could possibly challenge. I know you remember those storylines. They could possibly challenge in the NFC North if everything goes right. Same thing with Arizona or the Jets or the Bears. Worked for the Bears, didn't for all the other franchises I meant. So not everybody has a chance here. That's the fiction that the NFL likes to sell you. That's why so many eyeballs tune into this league. It's built on the back of parity. Certainly more parity than the NBA that we've talked about so much. Not everybody has a chance this time of year to really either get to a championship level or stay at a championship level. The Saints got there the last couple of years. Now they've got to turn the knob a little bit and find a way to stay there. Getting there sometimes is easier than staying there. The Patriots make staying there look easy. Everybody else, all the other franchises that have been there and then faded, they'll tell you how hard that is. Remember Seattle a few years ago? Looked like a budding dynasty, back-to-back Super Bowl appearances, 6 consecutive playoff appearances, first 6 years of Russell Wilson's career. They had to go through a little bit of a rebuild. The Green Bay Packers, oh, they're always going to be there with Aaron Rodgers. Well, no, they missed the last 2 playoffs. Well, what about Denver? Peyton Manning, they had a great defense, one of the best defenses in the salary cap era of the NFL. Well, that quickly faded away and fell apart. They missed the last 2 postseasons. Pittsburgh missed last year. The Baltimore Ravens were there and then had to rebuild. The Atlanta Falcons had an MVP, and they were up 28-3 in a Super Bowl, and now they can't get out of their own way. Same with Carolina. They were in a Super Bowl not too long ago. They're now going into a rebuild with question marks at the quarterback spot. The point is, It is tough to stay at the top of the mountain in the NFL. The salary cap restrictions, the lack of longevity for guys in this league and their careers at most spots outside the quarterback spot, just leads to the inevitable decline. I told you this last week, but it's worth bringing up only because I try to stay objective about these things. Logan knows this. I had the Saints at 13-3 this year in the preseason. I said, this team's going to be good. This team's going to be the best team in the NFL, and they'll have a chance to win a title. I'm not hating on the Saints when I say this next thing. That's why I bring that up. But again, I said it last week. I was in Chicago and then New York and then one in Washington, D.C. Did three interviews last week across our radio.com platform at different stations over there. And all three places asked me, so the Saints going to be back here next year. The Saints going to be one of the favorites next year. Can you, how did they phrase it? They phrase it as, can you guarantee that the Saints are going to be back here next year? And I said no. I said no three times. I can't guarantee that. There's a lot of question marks. Slot receiver, tight end, Drew's age, offensive line health and depth. Linebacker outside of DeMario Davis. Slot corner, this PJ, and he's probably facing a suspension. What do they do there? No Patrick Robinson, he's probably not coming back. So I can't guarantee it. Neither can you. It's what makes the NFL fun, but it also is why those guys have a lot of gray hairs who are running these and coaching these franchises. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we'll open it up for your calls. How big do you think the Saints offseason is going to be? And what are some moves or some question marks you have here as you get ready for what should be? Look, it always is fascinating offseason in the NFL. 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. We'll also talk some AAF, the Alliance of American Football, kicked off this last week. Was very fascinating to use that word again. I'm Seth Dunlap. It's Logan behind the glass tonight. Last lap continues on WWL. Yes, this is America. Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover. Record of the year, song of the year, yesterday at the Grammys. One of the things we're going to do throughout the show, we're going to play some of the winners from yesterday. So again, this is America. Record of the year, song of the year. Certainly one of my jams from 2018. You watch the Grammys, Logan, at all? The end of that, is that an old person's thing? Is that like an old person's? Am I old now? Am I an oldie? Did you watch the Grammys? No, he did not watch the Grammys, he says. That didn't seem like a Logan thing. Did you go to Chewbacca, Logan? Did I convince you to go out there? I'm going to say, Logan's putting on his headsets. He's coming in. I can't hear you, Logan. Well, Logan's going to fix his mic back there. I think he's just stonewalling. He's filibustering me, so he can't actually come on here and wallow in his shame of not having gone to Chewbacca's as to kick off Mardi Gras this last week, and even though I spent all of last week trying to make that happen. So while Logan gets his mic working, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. You want to tell us what changes you'd like to make in the NFL, Chris?
Seth, good evening.
Good evening, Chris.
This is the first time that I've called in since the NFC Championship game that John Paul, my 12-year-old and I attended. We're still season ticket holders being from Louisiana. I had to just block everything out, so I'm coming out of the cave a little bit.
Yeah, you're coming out of your hole here. I went out of hibernation. I got
out
you.
Out of the hole, and in all fairness, I'm not at the Houdat Embassy in Vegas. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. for work tonight.
Ah.
And I'm just sitting here, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the radio app or whatever and listen, catch up what's going on. So I've listened to the last, I don't know, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Changes, I would say, Seth, is – and just talking to people as a Saints fan, I travel the country a lot. And my friends, obviously, my world knows that I'm a Saints fan. And just talking to folks, like one thing that I would say that's reasonable, I think very reasonable – for a change would be the officials that are at a game are not from that same DMA.
Oh gosh.
Because
right.
Well, here's the thing. Like, can you imagine if it was the NFC Championship in LA and four of the seven or three of the seven or whatever, I think it's four of the seven, officials were from the Gulf Coast, from let's say Biloxi to Lake Charles. Like,
yep.
What kind of riot that would have caused?
Oh, no, Chris. Look, Chris, you are – that is a great change. Commissioner Chris here, as we're going to ask all hour long, what changes would you make if we gave you commissioner powers, unilateral powers, to make to the NFL? You're right. I'm with you there. If I had those powers, one of the first things that I would do, just to even avoid any looking like there's any impropriety, regardless of if there was or not, I'm with you. Make the officials who are working these games, they cannot be residing in or from the areas that those teams are from. Now, it's not apples to apples here. The population center in Southern California, where you're right, four of those officials were from. Now, Southern California is a big place. About, you know, if you just talk Southern California, you're probably talking three Louisianas down there. And also Louisiana, the Gulf South, doesn't have the population. But I'm with you. They shouldn't have any officials from the Gulf South working that game. They shouldn't have any officials from Los Angeles working that game. Seems like an easy fix here. Thanks for the call, Chris. Here is a text from the 985 when the AAF guy comes on asking about the onside kick, 4th and 12. Commits a holding penalty, and what happens? I think that goes to maybe the reviews that they're using in the AAF. One of the interesting things about the Alliance of American Football is the transparency that they're giving us. Well, they're officiating. I just piggyback on what Chris said there. One of the great things about that league, they're even letting you listen to the conversations when they review the plays. So instead of Tony Romo and Jim Nantz going on a two-minute spiel and Tony, prognosticating about what he thinks is going to happen. Instead, you'll hear the actual officials, the replay officials, talking about the ins and the nuances of the play they're reviewing. Logan, you got your mic fixed, man? Come on in here. Did you go to Chewbacca's?
No, I did not.
And why? I need a reason. You need a reason with me.
Well, it just so happens that Friday, after I left this studio, I went home and was sick all weekend, and I stayed home.
I can hear
home.
It, yeah.
Took my medicine, and today I woke up and went take my final driving test so I could be a responsible adult.
Oh, okay. How'd it go?
It went fine. I passed. Everything's good.
Oh, there you go. It's always a little nerve-wracking when you have to take that driving test, right? It was by yourself, I'm guessing, you and the guy or gal.
Yep.
Parallel Park, you do okay?
Yeah, everything went fine. The worst part about it was they just didn't really say anything.
They're just sitting silent in the right seat.
That's always the worst part, is that they're sitting there like completely stone-faced, and you're trying to get am I doing good?
I'm picturing like somebody with their glasses on and a clipboard going, I've been there, Logan. I feel for you. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll at WWL.com. Have you heard of the AAF? Simple yes or no. I am curious to know how much of our audience has even heard of the Alliance of American Football. Again, they kicked it off this last week. And here's a text from the 985. The AAF looks like they took a lesson from the NFL. They have a lot of old fart, retarded, retread coaches, the merry-go-round of coaches. It's a wonder they did not try to get to other retreads like Jim Mora, Mike Ditka, and former Saints coach Jim Haslett. First of all, I don't like that word. I apologize that I used it. That was my Ron Burgundy coming out, even though nothing, FCC is not going to find us there. I don't like that word, so I apologize for using that word. But to the point of the text was the retread coaches that happened in the NFL. But this is a new league. If you can get somebody like Steve Spurrier's coaching a team, Jim Mora, Mike Ditka, Mike Ditka's not in that league, but Steve Spurrier is. The point is, if you can get some big names to go into this new league, and remember, it's one of the founders is Bill Polian. Another one's Ebersole. So there's some names around here. It's one of the reasons why this league looks like it's very well designed, very well structured, and the first weekend went exceptionally well. I mean, we're talking about 3 million people watching that game on CBS on Saturday night. Again, beat the NBA. It shows you how football crazy we are. There's a place for this league here. There is surely a place for this league here, especially right after the season's over, and they've designed the league where it will end right before the NFL draft. So it kind of occupies this space, this vacuum where we don't have any football. 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. We'll take a break. When we come back, Ben Kercheval writes about the AAF for CBS Sports. He'll come on in and join me, Seth Dunlap, here on The Last Lap. Now you're going to hear some different music tonight, because we're playing Grammy winners. Ariana Grande, this is her, won her first Grammy Best Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener. One of the great voices of our time, Chris Cornell, rest in peace. He won a Grammy. We're playing Grammy winners tonight as our rejoin music. Best Rock Performance. This is Chris Cornell, When Bad Does Good. Well, I have a lot of memories of that voice. Carried me through college and before and after that, too. Certainly will miss him. All right, we're making you commissioner for a day in the NFL. Unilateral powers to change anything in the NFL to make the game better or more palatable, better viewing experience for fans. What would that be? And we're trying to expand outside of officiating if we can. Obviously, that's the topic down here. It has been for the last 3 weeks, but we want more than just officiating. Let's go to Bill in Metairie. Bill, welcome to the show.
All right, Seth, I got a list for you here.
Okay. Run down it, Bill.
All right, here we go. First off, I'm expand the roster. Sean Payton's already suggested that.
Mm-hmm. How big would you go?
I would go 53 active, 60 overall, and keep the 10 on the practice squad.
I like it. All right.
I would change the overtime rule to more like college, but starting on your own 40-yard line and changing possessions. That way, one first down, you'd almost be in field goal range. But I think that would make it more interesting. I would widen the field by a yard or two.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we've gone to the offensive game. It's become a more offensive game, and it's hard to dial that back. And the fourth thing I would like to do is expand the playoffs to seven teams. A, it would keep more people interested longer, and B, it would make the one seed truly an advantage over everybody. And that's something you've earned.
So you do three games, and then the one seed gets a bye. Okay, I like it, Bill. Yeah, I can follow along there. I think I like every one of your ideas. The only one that I oscillate back and forth on is the overtime rules. I do like that it's not just straight college rules here. You're moving it back from the 25 to the 40, so it's not an automatic field goal for anybody except, I don't know, maybe Greg Zuerlein. The Los Angeles Rams there. But I like all your suggestions there. I think the rosters will eventually get expanded. That's probably coming during the next CBA. Widening the field. Well, I don't know if widening the field is happening either. Although I understand what you're saying. More space, more offense. Most people can probably get behind that, especially after what we saw in the Super Bowl. Good stuff, Bill. Let's go to Johnny in LaPlace. Welcome to the show, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good. What's going on? What's your ideas?
Well, I think, I believe – if the ball gets inside the 25-yard line, they shouldn't kick field goals and force the team to go for the touchdown. Too many teams just sit on a field goal kicker.
Well, yeah, but Johnny, are you saying if you have a long play at the end of the game, like, well, remember the Saints towards the end of their game there, they had it inside the 25. You're saying you would force the Saints to go for a touchdown even though all you need is a field goal to go to the – possibly go to the Super Bowl?
No, well, we can say, like, under 2 minutes you can kick the field goal, but – if it's like 8 minutes in the first quarter, go for the touchdown.
All right, let me have you're the commissioner, so we're following your rules. So this is your rule. But let me, now my commissioner for a day, maybe I change it. What about if we have a four-point field goal? Or maybe anything under 40 yards is 2 points, 40 to 50 is three, and 50 plus is four, 55 plus is four, something like that.
We could do that, but I just like to force the offense to be more aggressive and go for the touchdown.
Yeah, look, and that's one of the reasons why – or up against the break, Johnny. It's good stuff, though. Thanks for calling. One of the reasons why they moved the extra point back is they wanted more teams to possibly go for two. Well, more teams really aren't going for two outside of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've done it quite often since that rule change. 504-260-1870 if you want to jump on in here, making you commissioner for a day in the NFL. What changes would you make to better the game? 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. It's the last lap on WWL. Grammy winners all night from yesterday. This is your best pop solo performance, Joanne by Lady Gaga. She had a great year, big year. Maybe we'll win an Oscar, too. Two Grammy wins yesterday for Gaga. There was a fake report on Twitter earlier today by a fake Bleacher Report account that spread like wildfire and said one of the AAF's teams, the Memphis Express, had signed Jamarcus Russell, got a lot of retweets and play down here, and it was fake. So if you saw Jamarcus Russell signed by the Alliance of American Football, yeah, that didn't happen, nor should it. Have you heard of the AAF? That's our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online at WWL.com. And just about 50% of you right now are saying that you had heard of the AAF. We'll keep you updated on that throughout the day. We're going live on Facebook right now. We're previewing LSU basketball tomorrow against number 5 Kentucky on the road. Going to be a monster matchup, and LSU will try to join college basketball's elite. They'll have a chance to complete the upset tomorrow. We'll see if it happens. Next hour, we'll talk about this on the air here, and it's Billy Embody of 24/7 Sports will join us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.